我们开头的时候还是先读基督的圣经。
Before we start, we still like to read several passages.
可能读的比较多一点。
We probably will read a little bit more today.
我们先读耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
第十七章。
Jeremiah 17.
耶利米书是在大先知书的里面第二本。以赛亚后面是耶利米。
Jeremiah is after the book of Isaiah.
第七和第八节。
We will read verses 7 and 8.
请我们大家一起读好吧。
Let's read in unison.
依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。他必像甘雨水拔，在河边扎根。炎热来到，并不惧怕。叶子仍必清秀，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且饥饿不止。那我们再读约翰一书。
First John。
这是他的在新约的后面啊。
Towards the end of the New Testament。
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter two。
27-28节。
Verses 27-28。
好，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。小子们呐，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。好，我们再读彼得前书。
First Peter，
就是在约翰一书的前面。
It's right before First John。
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter two。
第一节和第二节。
Verses one and two。
所以你们既除去一切恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切诽谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵来，像胎生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。那我们再读马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter ten。
马太福音第十章37-38节。
Matthew chapter ten verses 37-38。
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。不背着他的十字架跟从我，也不配做我的门徒。得到生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得到生命。我们再读以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter three。
我们从第十六节读到第十九节。
Ephesians chapter three, we read from verse 16-19。
求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里力量刚强起来，使基督以你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等涵阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。这把那个原文原来的意思啊，稍微说一下。
I want to explain about this verse, these verses a little bit.
第十六节他说，求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里面刚强起来。这个也可以这样翻，借着丰盛的按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们回到里面人里头刚强起来。
Verse 16 that says that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man, can also be translate as return to the inner man.
那我们这个人呢，在圣经来说呢，分两部分。
And this body of ours, according to the Bible, is divided into two parts.
一部分呢是里面的人，还有一部分是外面的人。
There's an inner man and there's an outer man.
外面的人呢，看得见的。
And this outer man can be seen by eyes.
里面的人呢，别人看不见。
But no one can see the inner man.
因为我们外面身体的表现，这是外面的人。
The outward behavior and acting, this refers to our outward man.
甚至连我们的魂，这种思想、意志、情感，这加起来都算外面的人。
Even all the behavior in our soul life also can be seen throughout the outer man.
那个里面人呢，就是我们那一个灵里面的。
But the inner man refers to that is spiritual.
我们知道我们得救之后呢，主就给我们有一个新的灵。
After we are saved, God has given us a new spirit.
从前的灵啊是死了的。
And former time, previously, the spirit is dead.
我们接受主耶稣的时候。
And when we accepted Jesus.
那圣灵进到我们里面。
And Holy Spirit entered into us.
就和我们里面的那个死的灵啊，然后就接触一下。
And it touches this dead spirit within.
那我们里面的灵啊就活过来了。
And restored this dead spirit.
就产生了功用。
And from now on, the spirit has function.
那么圣灵呢，也住在我们那个新的灵里面。
And the Holy Spirit also dwell in this new spirit.
这个呢，就算这一个是圣灵和我们心里那个新的灵加起来，就算作里面的人。
And the Holy Spirit plus the new spirit that we have inside makes up this inner man.
这个呢，圣经是这样分法的。
And this is how the Bible divides it.
当然也分作灵魂体三方面。也有这样，也有这样说法。
Of course, we also know the Bible also refers to our bodies as three parts: the body, soul, and mind.
这个里面的和外面的人呢，有地方也是也有别的地方这样说。
And this is explained in other portions of the Bible.
比方说，有一次中间就说到，这外体虽然毁坏。
Once Brother Philip shared with us that our outer body would decay.
里面的人却一天新似一天。
But the inner man will be renewed day by day.
那外面的外体就知道我们的身体和我们思想意念情感。
And the outer man refers to our physical body and our emotions.
这些都是渐渐会毁坏的。
All these will gradually corrupt.
我们身体渐渐会朽坏的。
Our bodies will become.
我们思想意志情感慢慢也会在衰退的。
Our will, desire, emotion will also begin to lose their function.
但是我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
But we have a glorious hope.
就是我们里面的人呢，却是一天新似一天。
That the inner man within us will become newer every day.
那个里面人就是那个新造的人。
And this inner man is the new creation.
就是我们里面的新的灵。
It is the new spirit.
和圣灵。
Plus the Holy Spirit
在一起
，together，
那就是我们里头新的灵。
That makes this new inner man。
所以这里说到，这按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们回到里面的里头刚强起来。
Here in verse 16 tells us, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit, causes us to return to the inner man。
有的时候我们身体会感觉疲倦的。
Sometimes our body will feel fatigued.
并且我有的时候也是连我们的心思意念呢，我们都觉得好像提不起精神来。
Sometimes when even our heart, our desires, emotions will feel fatigued.
我们怎样使我们刚强起来呢
？But how can we be strengthened?
这个就是我们回到里面的里头去。
That is, we need to return to this inner man.
也回到我们灵里面。
We need to return to the spirit.
当我们回到灵里面时候呢，我们就那个灵就在发生了作用。
And when we return to the inner spirit, the spirit will perform its function.
就产生出一种力量来。
And it will give us a strength.
这种能力呢，就叫我们外面的人的刚强起来。
And this power will strengthen our outer man.
这是一个秘诀。
This is a secret.
这也是一个很实在的一件事。
And this is a very real thing in our life.
弟兄姊妹可以试验的。
And brother sister, you can test it.
什么时候你感觉软弱
？Whenever you feel weak.
那你不要在那说怎么能刚强起来呢
？Don't just ask yourself how can I be strengthened.
或者是我多读点圣经吧。
Should I read more Bible?
为了多一点祷告吧。
Should I pray more?
那读圣经的时候你也会打瞌睡的。
But even when you read the Bible, you will fall asleep.
祷告的时候你想不起什么话语来。
And when you pray, you run out of words.
就好像呢，那个祷告都是没有无声无力的。
And just like these prayers are very.
就像睡觉一样。
Like falling asleep.
那我们怎么能刚强起来？
But how can we be strengthened?
这里说到按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他灵。叫我们回到里面的人里头刚强起来。
Here it tells us it is according to his riches of his glory and be strengthened with power and return to the inner man.
我们回到里面的灵里头。
When we return to this inner man.
那我们就刚强起来了。
Then we will be strengthened.
这个他下面就说是基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
17 says so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith.
那主耶稣基督呢？他就借着圣灵住在我们那个心的灵里面。
And Jesus Christ dwells in our heart through the new spirit.
当我们回到灵面人里头时候呢，我们就和主耶稣接触起来。
When we return to this inner man, then we are in contact with Jesus Christ.
这样和主接触啊。
And when you touch the Lord.
就好像电烙铁那个。和那个电源的接触一样。
And just like you're plugged into the electricity.
本来是冷冷的。
Formerly you are just very cold.
一直插在插头里面。
And now you're plugged in.
这个电和电接触起来。
And you're connected with electricity.
这个电呢慢慢就过来呢。
And the current flows.
那一个电烙铁就慢慢热起来了。
And then the iron will gradually become hot.
若是若是你会忘记的话
，If you are forgetful，
那是很危险的一件事。
Then it's a very dangerous thing.
它会热到一个地步啊，把这个衣服板都烧起来了。
The iron will become so hot that it will even burn the ironing board.
所以我们怎么能叫我们刚强起来啊
？So how can we be strengthened？
就是我们和里面的人接触一下。
We need to be in contact with the inner man.
因为主耶稣住在我们灵的里面。
Because Jesus Christ lives in this new spirit.
那他就是我们的生命。
He is our life.
他就是我们的力量。
And he is our strength.
他就是我们的火热。
And he is our strength.
所以我们和主耶稣一接触啊，我们里头外面的人就刚强起来了。
When we touch the Lord Jesus within, then our outer man will be strengthened.
还有一点呢，就叫你们的爱心有根有基。
And the next point is that that you may be rooted and grounded in love.
这个爱心有根有基呢，就是那个生根立基。
This rooted and grounded in love means that we need to grow root, take root, and also be established.
那个爱心呢，能够生根。
This love can produce roots.
那它有根呢，它就能够吸收那个水分。
And when the love has these roots, then it will be able to take the moisture.
就能吸收营养。
It can take into nutrition.
那我们既然和回到里面的里头，我们和主在接触。
And since we return to this inner man and touch the Lord Jesus,
那我们就可以来吸取主耶稣成为我们的供应。
We can also take in all His provisions.
所以他说叫你们的爱心生根立基。
And that's why it says that you being rooted and grounded in love.
十八节说，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Verse 18 says that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
在原文里头啊，这个没有这个一同明白基督的爱，那个敌爱两个字没有。
In the original translation, there's not the word love.
叫我们和众圣徒一同明白基督。
It's just that we may be able to comprehend with all the things of Christ.
是何等长阔高深。
That Christ is the height, the breadth and length of Christ.
那在原来呢，那个长阔高深它的次序啊，也是不应应当翻作阔长身高。
And the order of understanding is the breadth, length, height and depth.
因为我们呢，这个先和我们和主耶稣接触起来，我们先感觉到的是主耶稣的那个阔。
Because when we touch Lord Jesus, our initial understanding of Him is His breadth.
他怎样赦免了我们的罪
？How He has forgiven us.
洗净了我们所有一切的不义。
He has washed away all our unrighteousness.
那个主的爱呀，实在是那里宽阔。
And the love of the Lord is truly very broad.
也看见主的爱是长。
We also see the length of his love.
我们主耶稣他也是不仅是那宽阔那样的这样没有限量。
Not only our Lord Jesus' love is so wide that there's no limit to it.
并且他也从永远到永远的。
But he also loves us from everlasting.
他是永远不改变的。
And he never changed.
所以我们就经历了主耶稣那个长。
That's why we experience the length of his love.
那么然后我们就经历主耶稣深。
And then we experience the height of his love.
那么比方说他的爱呀是很深的。
I'm sorry, then we experience the depth of his love.
那么什么叫深呢？深就是说我们测不透。
Depth is something that we cannot even measure.
很多时候我们觉得呀主教带领我们不是爱我们。
Many times we felt that the leading of Christ is not out of love.
等到以后我回头来看的时候呢，看见主实在是爱我。
So after a period of time, we look back and we will discover he truly loves us.
那个爱也是我们说没有办法彻透的。
And this is the love that we cannot comprehend.
那主的爱都有是深的。
His love is truly very deep.
他是有意义的。
His love is full of meaning.
他不是那个溺爱。
He doesn't spoil us.
他也并不是，也不是那个好像随便的爱你一下。
And he doesn't just love us.
那表示他的感情。
Out of his will.
他表示他的感情。
He doesn't love us just to show us.
那些都是很浅的。
Because those are all very shallow.
主爱我们是有意义的。
But Jesus loves us with great meaning.
他的爱呀是深的。
His love is deep.
这是我们第三面经历。
And this is the third experience that we have.
不仅主的爱是深的，主自己也是深的。
Not only the love of Christ is deep, but the Lord himself is deep.
主是我们所没法测量。
He is something that we cannot measure.
他比那个深海还要深。
He is deeper than the deepest sea.
你看不透的。
You cannot see through.
那并只有啊和众圣徒在一起的时候。
Only when you are joined with all the saints.
慢慢我们才领会到一点，哎呀，主原来我们的主原来是这样的深呐。
Then gradually you may be able to comprehend the depth of the Lord.
那不仅这样，他比人是高的。
Not only that, he is also very high.
高就是他所有一切是那清洁。
That everything of him is so pure.
没有掺杂。
There is no mixture.
是那纯洁。
He is so pure.
我们主就是这样一位。
And that is our Lord.
他是宽。
He is very wise.
能够包容所有一切。
He will cover all things.
凡事都包容的。
He covers all things.
不仅爱他的人让他包容。
Not only he covered those people that love him.
就是反对他的人恨他的人他也包容。
Even those that reject him, he also covers them.
是他降雨给义人也对不义的人。
And so he sends rain to the righteous man, also to the unjust man.
叫日头照好人也照歹人。
So the sun shall shine on the good man,
所以我们主
also the evil man.
他的心胸啊实在太大。
So the heart of our Lord Jesus is very wide.
是那的阔。
It is so broad.
并且他的爱呀也不是暂时的。
And his love is not just temporary.
将来我们就只是一年也不是光是今天的。
And his will for us is not just for today.
他问他的爱和他自己都是那的长。
His love and himself are all so long.
是从永远到永远。
It is from everlasting to everlasting.
也是深的。
It is also deep.
也是高的。
It is also
high. 这里呢就是这样，他是和众圣徒一同明白主耶稣基督的阔长深高。
Here he wants us to encourage us to comprehend the love of Christ with all the saints.
下面就差不多了，并知道这爱是过于人所能够测透的。
And then he tells us that this is surpasses all our knowledge.
现在叫神一切所充满的，充满了你们。
And we will be filled up with all the fullness of
God. 我们还要读一处圣经。
We will still read one more passage.
这处圣经呢，可以说加上去的。
And this is something I just added.
你怕弟兄姊妹圣经不够熟啊，所以我们加上它。
I'm afraid that you may not be so familiar with the Bible, so I want to add this verse.
那个何西阿书。
It is in Hosea.
恐怕我们对何西阿书这个名字就不熟了。
You probably don't even know his name.
何西阿书呢是在但以理书的后面。
The book of Hosea is after the book of Daniel.
是那个小先知当中的头一本书。
The first book in the minor prophet.
所以就是何西阿书。
This is the book of Hosea.
不仅这个地方这个次序我们不熟。 这个名字也不熟。
We're not very familiar with his name. Order.
我们就是找到去读这画面。
Even after we found this book and read this book.
他里头所讲的东西我们也不熟。
And we would not be able to understand what he's talking about.
实在是非常难以领会。
It's a very difficult book to understand.
很多地方都是讲到许多消极的事情。
And many portions talk about negative things.
讲到以色列人怎样离开了神。
It talks about how the Israelites have left the God.
怎样去拜偶像。
How they worship the idols.
怎样审判他们。
And how the Lord would judge
them. 所以这些都是我们读起来呀没有太大的兴趣的。
And so when we read this, it's not very interesting.
但是我们读到赫西阿书到末了一章十四章呢。
So when you read till the end of the book of Hosea, chapter 14,
就感觉很甜美。
Then you will find this chapter very sweet.
第五节十四章第五节到第八节。
Chapter 14, verses 5 to 8.
还是请弟兄姊妹一起来读哈。
Let us read together.I will be like a dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily, and he will take root like the cedars of Lebanon. His shoot will sprout, and his beauty will be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the cedar of Lebanon. Those who live in his shadow will again raise grains, and they will blossom like a vine. His renown will be like the wine of Lebanon.What I have to do with idols, it is I who answer and look after you. I am like a luxury cypress. From me comes your food. This is a very precious portion of the Bible.
一方面说到神怎样对待他们。
It not only tells us how God treated the Israelites.
神对他们像甘露一样。
God is like them, to them like
this. 我们知道那个甘露啊，对于植物来说呢，他们是非常喜欢的。
You know the plants always like the dew.
能够使那个植物得到滋润。
It will moisturize the plants.
若是雾气大一点的话呢
？If the dew is greater.
实在就是没有雨的话，它也能够会生长的。
Even without the rain, the plant can still survive under the dew.
我必像以色列如甘露。
And I will be like the dew to Israel.
我们不要光是读到以色列身上去。
And don't just read these scriptures.
我们要知道这些话都是对我们说的。
These are words also written to us.
实在是我们的光景啊，就像以色列他们前面的光景所表现出的光景一样。
Our condition is just like the condition of the Israelites.
在这里说到主对我们呢，也是像这里所说的。
And the Lord treated us the same way.
他对我们呢像甘露一样。
He is just like the dew.
当我们在这一个干旱、缺乏雨水之地。
When we live in this dry land.
主对我们是像甘露来滋润我们的心。
The Lord is like the dew that moisturizes our heart.
那下面就说到那个有三种的植物。
And then he tells us three types of plants.
一种呢，说到百合花。
The first is the lily.
还有呢，说到橄榄树。
And then the olive tree.
还有说到葡萄。
And then the vine.
就是外面呢，就是分了三种。
And outwardly, we see these three different plants.
但是它们里面的根基呀，都是很深的。
But we see that their root is very deep.
它们里面根基都是像黎巴嫩一样。
The root is like the cedars of Lebanon.
这个黎巴嫩呢，是黎巴嫩山呐。
And Lebanon refers to the mountains in Lebanon.
在这山上最有名的一个植物就叫香柏树。
And on this mountain, the most famous plant is the cedars.
这个香柏树呢，是做那个圣殿的那个墙啊，主要贴那墙的材料。
And the cedars are the main material used to build the temple.
也是
the walls of the temple.
在会幕里做竖板用的。
Also to make the boards in the tabernacle.
这是一个非常尊贵的树。
This is a very noble tree.
也是非常高大的树。
It is also very tall tree.
因为它是长在高山上面。
Because it is grown in the mountains.
那个风啊和雪啊都是很大的。
And there are great wind and snowstorms.
所以它必须要深深地扎根到里面去。
So the tree must take root deeply.
一方面呢，可以吸取里面呢最深处的水分。
On one hand, it will reach to the hidden streams under the earth.
那另外一方面呢，它跟那根深的缘故啊， 风吹啊，或者是雨雪、啊，大家都害怕的。
And because it has this deep root system, and so it will not be afraid of the great wind.
那么第这是头一第像百合花。
And so the first type we see are the lilies.
那说到我们头一种的光景。
This talks about first type of condition.
百合花就说到那个纯洁美丽那个新鲜。
Lily speaks of that purity, that beauty, and that freshness.
这是说到我们的生活。
And this refers to our life.
我们的生活呀、啊，就是像那样子，那么纯洁，那样的美。
Our life is just like this, so beautiful, so pure and fresh.
像百合花一样。
Just like the lilies.
在我家里头，前两个礼拜有这个好多的百合花。
Couple of weeks ago, my yard, the backyard is filled with lilies.
因为主耶稣说百合花呢，也是说到野地的百合花。
And when Jesus talks about the lily, he talks about the lily of the valley.
那这个呢，它是在我们园子里面了。
But these lilies are planted in my yard.
所以我们天天都可以欣赏它呢。
So that we can enjoy them daily.
那实在开起花来，那个虽然不是那样子繁荣啊，但是非常。看起来让人感觉纯洁。
Even though these flowers doesn't give you a splendid feeling, but it gives you this feeling of pureness.
也是觉得很美丽。
I also feel that they are very beautiful.
那个白的花瓣。
The white flower.
还有那个黄颜色的那个里头蕊那个里花花心那个蕊。
And then it has the yellow stamen inside.
看起来呀、啊，很好看的。
And I think that they are very beautiful.
我本来想要把它照张相啊。
I was going to take a picture of it.
把它留起来。
So I can keep it forever.
因为这个今年开过了，看时间很短的。
And because this year it only bloomed for a short period of time.
大概差不多两个礼拜就要谢掉。
And for 2 weeks long, and it all died.
你要再看它的话，那需要到明年了。
If you want to see them again, you have to wait till next year.
到明年复活节前后。它又可以开花了。
Around Easter time, then it will bloom again.
所以要等一年的时间呢，才能看一次。
So you have to wait for whole year long to just to see it to bloom.
很多时候叫人呢，就是没有办法忍耐呀。
Many times, our patience will not last that long.
是像玫瑰花一样，开了之后谢的，过一会儿又开花了。
It will be good if it's just like the roses, that it will bloom and die and it will bloom again.
那样就好了。
And that will be wonderful.
为什么他说开的花是那么短暂呢？
But why the lily only bloom for such short period of time?
主要因为它的根呢，是那个它是草本的，它的根呢很不深的。
It's because the lily belongs to the grass family. The root is very shallow.
它若是那个有它一个深有根比较深一点呢，像玫瑰花一样，它就可以多次开花了。
If the lilies will have deeper roots like the roses, then it will be able to bloom more often.
所以我在这里说呀，这个我们呢，这生活就像百合花一样。
Here Jesus tells us that our life is like the life of the lily.
百合花深深非常，主非常喜欢的。
Jesus really likes the lily.
因为主说他也不劳苦，百合花他也不劳苦，也不纺线，但是他所穿的衣服啊，比所罗门最荣华时候穿的还要好。
And Jesus said that these lilies do not labor, they do not weave, yet it is clothed more beautifully and gloriously than Solomon.
所以他的那个生活，他所表现出来的那个是那个是非常喜欢的。
And the life of the lily is something that Jesus very desires.
可惜呢，就是时间短，就是。
Unfortunately, it only lives for.
那么又说他的荣华像橄榄树一样。
And then he says that his splendors will be like the olive tree.
我知道橄榄树，我们大概差不多都没有看见那个橄榄树，除非到以色列的七个那地方，一个地方才看到。
Most of us know about the olive tree, but have not seen the olive tree.
这橄榄树啊，它没有很好看的花。
The olive tree does not produce beautiful flowers.
说它荣华呢，那你说是蔷薇的话呢，还可以。荣华像蔷薇花一样，那还可以；或者牡丹花，这可以的。荣华像橄榄树一样，这好像就形容的不太对。
If you want to describe olive tree being beautiful or splendid, then it seems not very appropriate, but it's more appropriate to call a peony that is beautiful or splendid.
那为什么说橄榄树那儿有那样荣华呢？
But why is the Bible here says that his beauty will be like olive tree?
最重要的是说他的那个产生橄榄果呀，那个榨出油来。
The most important thing is because the olives can produce oil.
若是它那个果子啊非常的丰富。
If the fruit is abundant,
那出的油啊就是那个是非常丰富的。
And then you will have abundant oil.
所以橄榄树那个又叫做油树。
And some people call refers to the olive tree as the tree of oil.
它出很多的油的。
Because it can produce a lot of oil. 因
此你若是你读撒迦利亚书第四章的话。
If you read Zechariah chapter 14,
因为第四章他就说到他看见在异象里头看见有一个金灯台。
Zechariah had seen a golden lampstand in his vision.
这灯台上面有灯盏。
And on this lamp there is the bowl.
那个灯盏呢都是点起来的。
Oh, on this lamp there are the candles which are all lit up.
那么非常的明亮。
And it's very bright.
但是这个灯盏呢是需要时常加油的。
But you have to often add oil to it.
都是那祭司的每天呢去看一下然后给它加油。
The priest must examine and check on it daily to add oil to it.
那撒迦利亚所看见的这一个灯这一个灯盏呢。
And, but the lampstand that was seen by Zechariah.
不需要祭司加油的。
It's not something that the priest has to add oil daily.
在这个灯台旁边呢有两棵树。
And because besides this golden lampstand, there are two trees.
就两棵橄榄树。
Two olive trees.
这两个橄榄树它有枝子从伸出来。
And from this two olive trees, there are branches that spread out.
它枝子上面有七个管子，那个在油盏的里面。
And there are seven spouts that dip.Into the lamp.
那一直有油啊，从那个橄榄树流到那个灯盏里面去。
And the oil continues to flow from the olive tree to the golden.
就那个光啊，是一直都是维持那明亮，那明亮的。
And it continues, it keeps the light burning.
那么，这个一年四季都是这样。
And this continues all four seasons of the year.
就是说，它的馨香啊，这个如葡萄，它的这个。开花如葡萄树。
And then it says that his blossom will be like the vine.
那我知道葡萄树开的花很小。
We know the blossoms of the vines are very small.
并且时间很短很短。
Also, it blooms for a very short period of time.
差不多一天呢，它就马上结着果子了。
After a day, it would wither away and become fruit.
你不会捡那葡萄树的枝子啊，摆在花瓶里头的。
And you will not cut off the blossoms of the vine and put them in vase.
因为它的花又小又短，时间又短。
Because the flowers are very small and it lasts for only short period of time.
这个我没有办法欣赏。
There's no way that you can enjoy.
那葡萄树最宝贵的是它结葡萄。
And the most precious thing about the vine is because it grows a fruit.
那个葡萄呢？当然我们可以那个来吃了。
And of course, all of us can eat of the grapes.
不过他们那时候的葡萄啊，就它大部分都是做酒用的。
But during the old days, most of the time they were used of grapes to make wine.
所以在我们在台中那个聚会地方。
When I used to live in Taichung in Taiwan.
那么那个聚会地方，我们种了好几棵葡萄树。
We live in the in the church buildings, and then we planted many vines.
那葡萄树都是为了做酒用的。
And those are all for the purpose of making wine.
因为我们 bourbon 啊不是用葡萄汁。
And because our table meeting we don't use grape juice.
我们 bourbon 聚会是用葡萄汁葡萄酒。
At the table meeting we use the grape wine.
因为我们 bourbon 聚会啊没有小孩的，都是大人的。
In our table meeting, we don't have any children. It's all adults.
所以一小杯啊，这个葡萄酒啊，也不太要紧。
So if you drink a small cup of grape wine, it's okay.
所以我们都是用为也有弟兄会做葡萄酒。
We also have brothers who knows how to make wine.
那个葡萄酒啊，绝对单纯的。
And that grape wine is very pure.
你没有酒精在里头。
No alcohol content.
完全是糖啊和葡萄糖啊葡萄一层一层的，然后让它酿造起来。
It is made from layers of grapes and sugar, layers and grape sugar.
那个葡萄酒除了不品聚会之外，咱还有还做什么呢？
And besides of using it at a table meeting, what else do we use it for?
我们诗歌上有一首叫葡萄一生的诗曲。
In our hymn book, we have a hymn about the life of a vine.
他结出那么多的葡萄来。
He has bear so much fruit.
这是为了要做酒。
For the purpose of making wine.
这个酒啊，是给啊冬天那些寒冷的人呢喝的。
And the wine is of to supply to those people who live in the winter time.
从酒里头能够得到温暖。
And from wine they may obtain some warmth.
也是为了那些心里忧伤的人喝的。
It is also for those people who are sorrowful.
叫他们里头得到安慰。
It will comfort their heart.
那么这是葡萄酒的用处。
This is the purpose of a grape.
它是为了叫别人得安慰的。
It is for others' comfort.
叫别人得到喜乐的。
It is for others' joy.
这个今天呢，这种东西啊是很这个很受欢迎的。
And these are things that people welcome.
因为很多人呢心里头得不到安慰。
Because today many people cannot be comforted in their
lives. 因为好多人里头没有喜乐。
And there are so many people without joy.
所以喝点酒呢，就是能够心里得到安慰，又能有喜乐。
So if they drink a little bit wine, it may gave them a little bit.
把所有愁苦啊，统统都忘掉了。
And they may forget their problems.
实在是今天世人呢所需要的。
And this is what the people of the world need.
这是那个葡萄酒。说到橄榄油的时候了。
And when we mention about the olive oil,
它是为了灯台呢，刚才说过了。
We mentioned it was for the purpose of the golden lamp.
是为了一种见证的。
It is for the purpose of
the golden lamp. 那个灯台呀，就是见证的。
This lampstand refers to our testimony.
把主耶稣在照出来。
And we can shine Jesus.
这说到他的见证。
And this refers to his testimony.
那么这里这三种东西呀。
And here we see the three types.
都是有很有用处的。
Are all very useful.
一个呢乃是为了把主耶稣的美丽借他的生活当然彰显出来。
On one hand, we testify the beauty of Jesus through our life.
一个是把主耶稣那个活泼的见证出来。
And the other is to live out Jesus Christ.
让人呢能够看见我们的主耶稣他是怎样的。
May see how our Lord is like.
一个是供给别人。
And one is to supply.
叫别人得到喜乐，得到满足。
It causes other people to receive joy.
叫别人心里得到安慰的。
And that they will receive.
说这三种东西都是有用处、有用处的。
These three things are all very useful.
那他说到这三种东西时候了。
But when he talks about
these three types, 他下面都说到他的根基。
He always refers to
the root. 都说他的根基啊，像黎巴嫩的香柏树一样。
He always describes the root as like the
cedar. 每一种都是有那么深的根基。
Each of these plants has deep
roots. 所以他不仅是能够那样有好的美丽的表现。
Not only they will have these beautiful.
并且是能够长久长期都是这样。
But they can continue.
因为它的根呢是很深的。
Because it has deep roots.
说这里说的叫三对东西。
And so here we see the three.
说到百合花的时候，它的根基像一般的香柏树。
When he talks about the blossom of the lily, his root is like the
cedar
of Lebanon.
橄榄树时候说它的根基也像一般的香柏树。
When he talks about the beauty of the olive tree, he talks that his root is like the cedar of Lebanon.
说到葡萄之后，也说到它的根基像一般的香柏树。
When he talks about the grape, the vine, it also tells us his
root
is like the
cedar
of Lebanon. So we see that the root is very important.
我圣经就读到这里哈。
And this I will read it for this morning.
真奇怪，我也读那是。时间过得太快
了。I'm amazed how come the time passed by so quickly.
我上一个礼拜，前一个礼拜的，前一个礼拜四。
About last Thursday or the week before last Thursday.
戴尔弟兄和我在谈话。
I was talking to Brother Dale.
他就问我。你有什么负担没有？你有什么负担呢
？He asked me, "What burden do you have?"
我说没有。
I said nothing.
其实呢，我是从今年年初啊，我里头就有一个负担。
And but really, I have a burden since the beginning of this year.
那个讲到属灵生命的长进。
To talk about the growth of our spiritual.
不过经过这么多月以来呀、那个负担好像是越过越模糊了。
And but after so many months, it seems like my burden becomes very dim.
我讲这件事情的时候呢， 也是觉得没有太多的力量。
And when I'm sharing about this topic, I don't feel that there is strength.
所以我就怀疑这个负担到底是不是主给我一个负担呢？
So I began to doubt whether or not this is the burden God has given me.
还是我自己的一点感觉呢？
Or maybe it's just my own feeling.
所以他问我的时候，我就差不多在这种情形当中。
So when he was asking me this question, that was how my heart.
所以从那天开始呢，为着今天的聚会就要祷告了。
And from then on, I start to pray for today's meeting.
而且主啊，你让我讲什么？
I said, Lord, what do you want me to
do? 你让我在这做什么？
What do you want me to do?
那既然是不是这个不是这个讲属灵生命的长进。
If I should not talk about the growth of
spiritual life, 那我讲什么？你主给我就有清楚的感觉。
Then what should I talk about? You have to give me clear vision.
个人祷告是这样。
When I pray for myself,
那么还有我和为什么一块祷告时，我们也常常为了这是祷告。
When I pray with Sister Wei, we also pray for this matter.
祷告来祷告去。
But after we prayed again,
没有什么心理负担。
There are no new burdens.
也没有什么心理话语。
There are no new words.
到末了时还是觉得恐怕是要讲述你是没长进。
At the end, I still feel that I need to talk
about the growth of spiritual life. 所以今天早晨呢，还是要跟弟兄姊妹讲到属灵生命的长进。
So this morning, this is what I will share with you.
因为这件事情呢，是非太重要的一件事。
Because this is so important.
一方面呢，是我们的属灵生命的长进。
On one hand, it causes our spiritual life.
是我们心里头一个渴慕。
Oh, on one hand, the growth of our spiritual life is the desire of our heart.
一个神圣的饥渴在里面。
It is a holy hunger.
在那催着我们要有长进。
It propels us, it pushes us to grow.
另外一方面呢，也是神的旨意。
On the other hand, this is also the will of God.
那神的心意呢，就是要我们做一个长大成人。
God's desire is for all of us to grow
to maturity. 要有属灵生命长进的一般人。
He wants us to be people with spiritual growth.
那我有一次我们跟弟兄姊妹讲了，我们读到约翰一书第二章。
And once when I was sharing with Brent Sister, we were reading 1 John chapter 2.
今天我们是读27-28节，那一次我们可能读了前面一段。
That time we were reading the earlier verses of 1 John.
说教会里头包括着三班人。
And it tells us the church comprised of 3
types of people. 不是按照年龄来分的，也不是按照得救日期长短来分的。
And these people are not divided according to their physical age, nor how long they have been saved.
照着你属灵生命来分的。
But they are divided according to their spiritual life.
属灵生命就好像小孩子一样。
Some people's spiritual life is just like a child.
像少年人一样。
But some people are like young men.
有的呢，在教会里，他属灵生命像父老一样。
Some people in the church have the life of the father.
所以在教会里头，你看见有三代人。
So in the church, you will observe.
当我们讲到小孩子的时候呢
，When we mention about the children,
我想我们弟兄姊妹都有感觉，我不要做小孩子。
We all have the desire that we don't want to be children.
就是连新蒙恩得救弟兄姊妹。
Even the newly saved brand
可能都有这样的感觉。
They probably also have the feeling.
我现在虽然刚刚蒙恩得救，像小孩子一样。
Although I am just saved right now, I'm like a child.
我要长大，变成一个少年人。
But I want to grow up to be like a young man.
我们要我不要一直做小孩子。
I don't want to continue to be like a
child. 因为小孩子好是很好玩呢。
Because a child, though they are very lovely,
但是都是依靠别人的。
But they always rely upon somebody else.
这个妈妈不喂他吃饭呢，他就会饿死掉的。
If the mother do not feed the child, the child will die of starvation.
不抱着他走来走去，他根本不能走的。
If the mother does not carry the baby and walk around, then they cannot walk on the ground.
什么事情都依靠别人。
In every matter, they have to rely upon someone else.
我们每个人都有我们追求，我们不要依靠别人，我们要自己独立。
So after we are saved, we don't want to be reliant upon other
people. 这个你就需要，就需要长大了。
And this requires growth.
那在属灵上也是这样。
Spiritually, it's
the same. 我们不要一直做一个依靠别人。
We don't want to continue to be one that rely upon someone else.
别人叫一叫，我们就来聚会了。我们就里头，我们就觉得很好。
If somebody talks to us, then we feel great in
our strength.
We always need people to help us.
我们不能够自立。
But we cannot be independent.
所以我们里头就有一个渴慕，一个盼望啊，我们要长大。
So we have this desire and hope within that we want to grow.
做一个自己这么站立得住的。
We want to be one that can stand on our own.
像少年人一样。
Just like the young man.
就是我们中间的少年人呢。
Even for the young men among us,
虽然已经长大了
although you have already grown up,
但是并不会满足我现在的光景
But you should not be satisfied with your current condition.
我现在虽然不依靠别人了。
Although I don't have to rely upon other people.
但是若是能够成为父老。
But if I can become the father.
能为帮助别人。
To become the people who can help others.
能够再用属灵的食物来喂养别人。
I can become the one that feeds others with spiritual food.
那在主手里更有用处了。
Then I will be more
useful. 所以我们都希望做一个父老。
So we all desire to become the father.
那少年人就有一个渴慕，愿意再长大。
And the young men have a desire to grow up even more.
使我们能够成为一个父老。
That we can become the father.
所以这我们里头啊，那个一个神，这个神圣饥渴啊，在里面是非常非常宝贵的。
This hunger, holy hungering within is very precious.
他一直在催促我们，一直在催促我们，要我们长进。
It continues to push us to grow up.
要我们追求。
To continue to push us.
要有那个属灵的长进。
And that we will have spiritual growth.
这是我们里面的一种的感觉。
This is the feeling we have inside.
就是到了父老呢，
even when you are
里头也有这样也有这个感觉。
You also have this feeling.
这些感觉可能啊越过越重了。
And maybe the feeling is even heavier than before.
不能说我现在是父老了。
You cannot say now that I'm a father.
我能够讲道供应别人。
I can preach and
support others. 我也能够帮助别人解决难处。
I can help others to resolve their
problems. 那我现在已经差不多了。
I am pretty good.
所以我就停在这里了。
So I must remain.
那么这个呢，就是属灵生命有了问题了。
And that is when you have problems in your spiritual life.
属灵生命啊，在那没有问题的话，
if you have no problem in your spiritual life,
一定是里头越过越渴慕。
You will continue to have a strong desire.
就是刚才唱诗时候，我们弟兄们能引导那个腓立比书第三章。
Just then when we're singing, our brother referred to Philippians chapter 3.
那个保罗所说的话。
And he referred to the words of Paul.
保罗在写腓立比书那时候呢，他真是已经非常老年了。
When Paul was writing the letters of Philippians, he was already very experienced.
无论到什么地方去，都是把主丰富的恩典来带去的。
No matter where he travels to, he always bring with him the abundant grace of Jesus.
帮助了许多的人。
And he helped many people.
也解决了多少人难处。
Resolved many difficulties.
那是不是他就现在就可以了，就没有什么需要呢？
But is it true that for Paul, he doesn't have a need to grow anymore?
但是在腓立比书三章告诉我们不是这样。
And Philippians 3, he tells us that it is not so.
仍然有一个渴慕。
He still has
a desire. 他愿意更多的认识基督。
He wants to know more of Christ.
所以他在喊着说：“使我认识基督。”
He says, "Cause me to know Christ."
认识他复活的大能。
To know His resurrection power.
也认识怎样和他同死，那么这个也知道怎样和他同复活。
And to know how to die with Him and to and His resurrection.
对主和主的工作要有更多的认识。
He wants to have more knowledge of God's work.
里头的渴慕。
And this is his deepest desire.
所以他说，弟兄们，我不是以为说自己已经得到了。
He says, brother, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it.
我已经完全了。
That I have become perfect.
我乃是竭力追求。
But I press on forward.
好得到主耶稣基督所要我得到的。
So that I can lay hold of what Jesus Christ wants me to lay
hold of. 我们中文说呢，好得到主耶稣基督所要所以得到我的。
That was the Chinese translation of what that I want to lay hold of what Jesus Christ
wants
me to lay hold of.
两个得到。
But here is two.
头一个得到呢？
Obtain.
那是保罗得到的，我得到主耶稣基督所要我得到的。
Oh, the first is what Paul laid hold of, what of Christ.
那个第二个得到呢？有弟兄把它翻到抓住。
And the second lay hold of, some people translate that word as grab hold.
好得到主耶稣基督，所以抓住我呀。
That I may lay hold what Jesus Christ had grabbed hold of me.
保罗本来是一个扫罗，他跑自己道路的。
Paul used to be Saul who runs on his own course.
有一天的主啊，在大马色路上就把他抓住了。
But one day on the road to Damascus, the Lord Jesus Christ had grabbed hold of me.
那个抓住我就好像警察抓小偷一样。
He says he has grabbed hold of me just like the policeman had grabbed hold of the thief.
你说警察把若是抓住个小偷啊
？If the policeman had caught the thief,
就是把他关起来。
And he will just lock him up himself.
要怎样处分他
？And to decide how to punish him.
怎样刑罚他？
How to give him punishment?
下一次不敢再偷东西。
So the next time the thief will not steal anymore.
但是我们的神把我们抓住啊。
But when Jesus Christ arrests us,
不像警察抓小偷。
It is not like being caught. A policeman catching.
为什么要抓住我们呢？
Why does he want to catch us?
他为了要把主让我们更多的认识主耶稣。
He called us so that we will know to him more.
让我们更多的去得到主耶稣。
He called us so that we can gain more Christ.
他是不是要处罚我们？
It is not for the purpose of punishment.
乃是把他自己更多的赐给我们。
But it's for the purpose of giving us more of himself.
这是我们的主耶稣基督。他所以抓住我们的目的，乃是把要我们更多的认识主。
This is why Jesus wants to grab hold of us.
所以他又说，弟兄，我不是以为自己得到了。
And that's why Paul says, brethren, I do not consider that I have laid hold of it yet.
已经完全了。
That I have become perfect.
我乃是忘记背后，努力面前。
But forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward.
向着标杆直跑。
To what lies ahead.
你知道那个标杆是什么呢？
You know what is that goal?
那个标杆就是主耶稣基督。
That goal is the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督就是我们的标杆。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our goal.
除了主耶稣之外，我们没有任何的标杆。
Aside from Jesus Christ, there's no
other goal. 我们就是向着标杆直跑，就是我们一直要追求主耶稣。
I press on toward the goal.
我们一直要向主。
And we want to continue to pursue the Lord.
让我们的生活表现都像主耶稣基督一样。
That our life and our manifestation of life all represent Christ.
这是我们里头一直要追求的。
This is what we need to continue
保罗就是这样
to pursue. Paul is like that.
他要追求更多的像主。
He wants to be more like Christ.
所以他就一直在有属灵追求。
And so he continued to have spiritual pursuit.
盼望他能更长进。
And desire to grow more.
能够更彰显主的形象。
And to manifest the image of Christ,
能够更像主耶稣基督
and to be like Christ.
我属灵生命长进呢，那是我们里头的一个渴慕。
And the growth of spiritual life, it should be a desire.
这个渴慕啊，一生都在我们里面的。
And this desire should remain with us all life.
第二方面呢，也是神的心意。
Secondly, this is also God's desire.
如此，我们读新约的话，我们从这个新约，从罗马书开始，一直到看到末了了，每一卷书都是给我们看见神要我们有属灵长进。
If we read the New Testament from the Book of Romans till the end of Revelation, you will discover that God continues want us to grow.
神不要我们停留在，神不要我们停留在原来的情形当中。
He does not want us to remain at our current state.
他喜欢我们长大。
He desires for all of us.
就好像一个做父母的喜欢自己孩子长大成人一样。
Just like a parent who desires their own children to grow up.
没有一个父母亲的不喜欢孩子长大的。
There's not a parent who doesn't want their kids to grow up.
也没有一个父母亲不盼望孩子长大。
There's not a parent that hopes for their children.
小的时候很好玩的。
Of course, when they are babies,
天天都在我的身边。
They're always by my side.
最好不要长大。
You wish that they would never grow up.
那一直都是这样。
That they always remain.
都是有这样的父母亲的话呀。
If we have such parents,
我想他的神经啊会是有问题了。
I think there's something wrong up here.
那若是正常情况，总是盼望孩子还什么时候读小学
？Under normal condition, the parents always desire for their
kids to begin elementary school. 什么时候读初中？
Or middle school.
什么时候大学毕业
？And when they will graduate from college.
他一直盼望他能够长大成人。
They always hope for the best that they will grow.
这是一个父母亲正常的心情。
This is a normal parent.
我们神他更是这样。
God is the same way.
他为什么要盼我们长大呢？
Why does he desire for
弟兄姊妹，只有我们长大的时候呢，我们才能和主耶稣相配。
Only when we are grown up and mature, we can be compatible to Christ.
你知道我们伯比就在今天伯比就在末了，我们要唱的《Maranatha》。
You know that at our end of a table meeting today, we sing the song Maranatha.
我们就盼望主耶稣快点来。
We wish and desire for His coming.
主耶稣若真是听我们祷告。
If the Lord Jesus really hear our prayer,
他今天就来了。
And today he returns.
那恐怕有好多人呢，都说主啊，你等一等，等一等，我还不行哎。
Probably many people would say, Lord, please just wait a little bit longer. I'm not quite ready.
我们在主面前，我感觉惭愧了。
We will be ashamed.
我们还是像小孩子一样。
Because we are still like children.
那我们怎么能够和你相配呢？
How can we be compatible?
我们根本不能和主相配。
We cannot be compatible.
所以我们必须要长大。
We must grow.
神的心意就是让我们长大。
God's heart desire is for all of us to grow.
能够和主耶稣相配。
So that we can be compatible.
到那一天呢，我们能够完全归给主耶稣。
That day we can totally offer ourselves.
我们和他完全相配的。
Because we are compatible.
那就好像两个孩子都长大了，夫妇两那个男女两个孩子，他们结婚了。
Just like a two grown child when they are grown up, they can get married.
那不能够一个二三十岁了。
You cannot have one person being 20 or 30.
这个娶的太太呢？是五六岁。
And to marry a wife that's 5 or 6 years.
那恐怕这个婚礼我们参加起来都觉得怪怪的。
If you had to attend such kind of wedding, you probably feel very strange.
怎么会有这样的事情？
How can,
所以弟兄姊妹，神是希望我们长大能够和主相配。
God desires for all of us to grow up.
我们也能和主，和主一同大负责任。
We can also bear the responsibility.
主大负教育责任，我们也负弟兄姊妹的责任。
And Christ bears the responsibility.
我们能够
also bear responsibility.
好像呢，我们在那里呀、啊，和主一同同工似的。
We can work with Him.
那么，这个我们希望这样。
This is our desire.
我们神也希望这样。
Our God also desires.
希望呢，我们和他儿子同工。
That we can be co-workers with His Son.
教会啊，能够早日的建立。
And the church will be established.
啊，弟兄姊妹早日被成全。
That all the brothers and sisters will be accomplished.
这是神的心意。
This is what God.
我们长大之后呢
？After we grow up.
我们才能够服侍主。
Then we can serve the Lord.
当然，小时候也能够服侍主啊。
Of course, while we're young, we can.
很多时候我们的服侍啊，会给主帮啊倒忙的。
But many times we cause more trouble to him than help him.
做了好多呀，结果到那儿都要车毁掉的。
We will do so many things at the end. He will have to tear them down.
再从头做。
He has to rebuild.
所以我们需要长大。
Therefore, we need to grow.
那我们才能用金银宝石来建造。
So that we can build with gold, silver, and precious stones.
那不至于用那个草木合金去建造。
That we will not be building with wood, hay, and straw.
我们长大之后，我们才能有属灵征战。
After we've grown up, then we can join the battle.
那我们呢才能抵挡仇敌。
And we can resist the enemy.
带下神的国度。
And bring the kingdom of God.
就像神的旨意能够行在地上，好像行在天上一样。
So God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
让地上的国都成为我主耶稣基督的国。
That all the kingdoms of the earth will become the kingdom of God.
我们若是不长大的话，
and sister, if we do not grow,
这些我们都不能做。
We cannot do any of these things.
所以神的心意盼望我们能够长大。
That's why God's desire is for all of us to grow up.
那我们怎样才能够长大呢？
Then how do we grow up?
那个长大最重要的一件事就是根基。
The most important thing about growing up is the root.
那必须要深深地扎根。
We must take root.
然后呢，外面才能慢慢地长大。
And then outwardly we may grow.
你看主耶稣在马太十三章说到一个比方。
You see, Jesus talked about the parable in Matthew 13.
说的有一个人出去撒种呢。
He talked about a sower went out to sow.
有撒在路旁的。
And some he sowed on the side of the
road. 那飞鸟来呢，就把那个种子吃掉了。
The birds came and ate them up.
有撒在土浅石头地上的。
And some he had sown to the shallow ground.
因为
with rocky places.
土不深。
And because the soil is shallow.
很快的就长芽。
Quickly this plant was sprout forth.
很快的就长叶子。
And quickly it will bring forth leaves.
但是等到太阳出来一晒呢。
But when the sun comes out,
那么就枯干掉了。
It withers away.
所以这个它为什么是很这个会枯干？
Why is it that this plant will wither away?
这个比喻指的什么说的？
What is this parable refers to?
门徒们问主耶稣时候了。
When the disciple asked Jesus,
主耶稣就说有的人呢，他听了主听了神的道。
And Jesus explained that some people hear the word of God.
他很快就接受了。
And quickly they receive.
但是里头土不深。
But because the soil is shallow in
there, 没有办法了，把根都往下扎根。
And the root cannot go any deeper.
所以等到遇见试炼
，So when trial comes,
遇见难处的时候呢
，When they encounter some difficulty,
那么它就会就枯干掉了。
They will wither away.
我记得这个十几年以前。
I remember several days ago.
有一位弟兄啊，到有一位弟兄到休斯顿来。
A brother came to Houston.
那么和我们有几天的交通。
He has fellowship with us for several days.
那么在这几天交通当中呢。
And during these days of fellowship,
他常常用到这个耶利米书第17章这一章圣经。
He often refers to the Bible verses found in Jeremiah 17.
所以对我印象很深刻。
And it left a deep impression in my heart.
他说，就依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，便这人有福。
He said, those who trust in the Lord, will be blessed.
他必要像树，那个栽在那个水旁。
And he will be like a tree planted by the water.
扎根呢在河的里面。
And he take root in the water.
就是炎热来到啊，他们也不惧怕。
Even when the heat comes, it will not be afraid.
叶子啊，仍然是很青绿的。
His leaves shall remain green.
就是在干旱之年。
And even in the year of drought.
他们也不忧虑。
They will not be anxious.
继续不断的结果不止。
They can continue to grow, to bear fruit.
那个时候他正好从这个大的火大的难处当中刚刚出来不久。
At that time when he was sharing with us, he has just come out of great tribulation himself.
那个难就是太大了。
And the difficulty he faced was really great.
就是像彼得所说的像火一般的试炼。
It was like trials by fire.
遭遇了非常的事情。
He encountered a very special
situation. 在这种难处当中有一些弟兄姊妹就失败了。
And during this great tribulation, some brothers and sisters
甚至有的人在基督教里头很有名望的。
And some are very well known in the Christian
church. 他们也失败了。
Even they have failed.
听说有一位弟兄啊，他是圣经很熟悉。
We remember there's a brother who knows the Bible very
well. 并且他也是教圣经的。
He's a Bible teacher.
做了圣经学院院长。
And he later on was the dean of a Bible college.
是这样的人不会跌倒的。
For someone like this, you would think that they would not fall.
很可惜，他也失败了。
But even he had fallen.
但是我们弟兄啊，他那个被基督带领过来了。
But our brother was protected and led by the Lord.
不是弟兄的更刚强。
It is not because he was
strong. 也不是我们弟兄比他们更属灵。
It is not that he was more spiritual.
很年轻，并不是那样的属灵。
He was very young and he wasn't very spiritual.
并不是那样的老练。
He's not very experienced in Christ.
但是他被主带领过来了。
But the Lord has brought him through.
因为从小时候呢，他就。就被带领啊，能够在深处扎根。
Because ever since he was young, he was led to take root in the deep.
他很注重啊那种隐藏的生活。
And he paid special emphasis on the hidden life.
虽然有的人很注重外面的活动。
Although many people focus only on the outward activities.
但是他很注重隐藏的生活。
But he focused on the hidden life.
他在青年时候，那时候也给我们很多书，给我个人呢有很多书里的帮助。
When he was just a youth, he had helped me greatly.
因为他很注重里面的生活。
Because he paid special emphasis on
the inner life. 所以在这干旱之年。
So during the year of drought.
他仍然结果不止。
He continues to bear fruit.
就是炎夏来到。
Even when the heat comes.
那他仍然呢，在那叶子青绿的。
He still has green leaves.
就是因为他把这根呢扎在那个溪水旁边。
It is because he has taken root by the water.
从那个水里面呢，一直吸取啊养料，让它供应。
And continues to draw nutrition from the stream.
无论外面环境怎样艰难
，No matter how difficult his life was.
怎样改变
，No matter how
many things are changing. 但是他仍然是那里青绿。
He still remained green.
仍然那结果不止。
He still bear fruit.
所以他就时常用这处圣经。
He often refers to this.
说到一个依靠耶和华的人呢，实在有福。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord.
那么，我们有弟兄，我有那有的很有名望的弟兄。
And for some brothers who are very famous.
他们可能啊，把他们的根呢是扎在那工作上面。
Maybe they have taken root upon their work.
他们盼望做很大的工作。
They want to have great ministry.
盼望到处开那复兴会。
And they want to have revival meetings everywhere.
他们心是在这件事情上面。
Their heart remains on these things.
不太注意里面的生活。
And they did not focus on the inner life.
不太注意扎根的事情。
They did not focus about.
所以等遇见试炼的时候了。
So when the trials come,
那个难处就显出来了。
You begin to see the
就看他不够结实的
you see that he is not strong,
那就会跌倒就会枯干了
and they will fall and wither away.
这个对我们弟兄印象非常深刻
and this was an impression in our brother's heart.
当然他讲的时候呢那更生动
of course if he is telling the story it's much better
因为他是亲身经历的
because he has experienced
我是讲他的经验
I am retelling his experience
我感谢主没有叫我经过这样大的试炼。
I thank the Lord He didn't ask me to go through such kind of tribulation.
我想，我常常想，若是我经过的话，一定跌倒的。
I often thought that if I have to go through the tribulation, I probably will fall.
为了这一件事，我常常来感谢主的。
And for this matter, I often thank the Lord.
我甚至都会否认主的。
I probably will even deny Him.
那虽然外面看起来还是蛮热心的。
Outwardly, it seems that I am very zealous for the Lord.
但是里面的生活呀、啊。但是太肤浅。
But the inner life is still too shallow.
没有在主面扎根呢。
I have not taken
root before the Lord. 所以你看见那个根基的生活是非常重要的。
You see the life of being rooted and grounded in Christ is very important.
你想到他在外面的表现。
And don't just think about the outward appearance.
就像何西阿书记十四章这里所说的。
And just like Hosea 14.
我外面的生活又是那里纯洁，那里美丽。
Our life should be so pure and beautiful.
叫人能在我们身上看见主耶稣荣美。
It will cause others to see the glory of God.
你必须要，你必须要像黎巴嫩的树扎根一样。
If you want to have such life, then you must take root like the seed.
你外面才能像百合花。
And then outwardly you'll be like the lily.
若是你有那么多的油啊，能够这个能有供应灯盏。
If you want to have so much oil to supply the lampstand,
叫着灯盏呢，当然继续发光。
To cause the lampstand to continue to shine.
那你这橄榄树啊，你必须啊，也像黎巴嫩树们扎根一样。
Then this olive tree must be like the cedar of Lebanon.
你扎的根越深
，the deeper you take root,
那你越丰富。
And the more abundant you become.
若是你能够来供应别人
，if you can supply to others,
叫别人从你得到喜乐，得到安慰
，causes others to receive joy and comfort.
叫别人从你身上得到力量
，causes others to receive strength.
那个像葡萄酒一样
，just like the vine.
那你也必须像黎巴嫩树
Then you also need to be like the
cedars of Lebanon. 你外面你才能有这许多那个表现
，so that you can have these.
说我们外面呢，需要属灵的表现呢。
The spiritual appearances
都是根据我们里面的那个扎根的生活怎么样。
It's all dependent on the life of how you take.
我们里面隐藏的生活如何
？It all depends on your hidden life.
我们里头隐藏的生活若是结实坚固的话
，If your hidden life is very strong，
我们外面就能够把主所盼望的表现出来。
And then outwardly we can manifest what the Lord desires.
那我们怎样才能扎根呢
？And how can we take root？
然后这是很重要一件事。
This is very important.
很可惜我没有时间了。那我就简单的说一下吧。
But I'll just simplify.
头一件事情呢，就是要住在主里面。
First of all, you need to abide in Christ.
我们住在主里面就和主交通了。
When you abide in Christ, you will have fellowship.
和主交通了，就是我们靠近主，亲近主。
To have fellowship with Him is to draw near to Him.
你知道，当我们亲近主的时候。
When we draw near to Him,
那主就是光
，the Lord is light.
这个光啊，就把我们里头情形显明出来了。
And the light will reveal all our hidden.
我们自己以为还我们还不错。
If you think that you're pretty good.
但是当我们这样亲近主之后呢
？But when you draw near to
Him, 那我们就里头就看见我们里头有很多的罪。
You will begin to see the sin that is in your heart.
撒谎了
，maybe there's
诡诈了，许许多多的东西
，deception。Many things.
那主就给我们看见了。
The Lord will reveal these.
那我们有这些，我们就承认自己罪。
Once we have seen it, then we will confess our.
我们说神是信实的，是公义的。
And God is righteous.
必要赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive our sins.
洗净一切的不义。
And wash all our.
他也给我们力量。
Unrighteousness.
叫我们能够把那许多罪啊，对付掉。
He also gave us the strength to deal with
our sins. 那么我们再继续不断亲近主。
Then we continue to draw.
主也给我们获取，给我们看见我们外面的服装不对。
And maybe He will show us that our clothing is not appropriate.
那个时候呢，我最喜欢穿红袜子了。
Back then that I really like to wear red socks.
没有人告诉我这个不好。
No one told me it is not good.
但是我里头就觉得不好。
But I felt uneasy inside.
每一次见到年长弟兄姊妹的时候
，Every time I talk to the older brothers,
我就坐在沙发上，我把我的脚一直往沙发底下去伸。
If I'm sitting on the sofa, I try to hide my feet underneath the sofa.
那也伸不大，伸不过去的。
But it's very difficult.
一直，哎呀，这怎么这个又穿红袜子？你不觉得不大对的？
I said, why did I wear red socks today? I felt uneasy inside.
然后我就想，哎，不要穿了，我就穿红，改成普通的袜子好了。
I said, okay, I will change to regular socks.
他不就，他是我们的服装的事情。
God will not only deal with us, He will also show us our hidden intentions. What is the purpose when you speak these words? And your tendency is not right. The Lord will reveal all these things
to
us. And then we will deal with these one by one for
us. And because His light shines
in our heart, we can confess our sins. God will forgive
us and wash us clean.
And He would get rid of all these things that we
should not have.
Inwardly or
outwardly.
Gradually, He will reveal them one by one. And He would remove them one by one.
这个慢得很长啊。
I have to say this is a very gradual
process.
Many it takes.
那么直到现在我还没有除得干净。
Even till today, I am not completely clean.
主还要继续不断地炼净。
He will continue to refine
them. Continue
to remove all the
things
that are not right.
像石头一样。
Our in our hearts may be like a stone.
把这些石头统统都捡出去。
And the Lord has to pick out these stones one by one.
好土啊。
And we will have good soil.
好的，我们能够深深地扎根在主里面。
And we can take
root deeply. 所以我们必须各自有交通。
We must have fellowship.
我们才能认识自己光景。
And then we will know our condition.
若是你不和主有交通的话呢？
If you do not have fellowship,
你还总是以为你不错了。
You continue to think that you're pretty good. There was a friend.
我们跟他传福音说人都是有罪。
When we share the gospel with him and say, men all have sinned,
不承认,
he does not admit.
他是别人有罪,
he says, others have sinned, I don't have sinned.
也没有杀人，也没放火,
I have not killed anyone,
警察从来没有抓过我,
I have not done anything bad that causes the police
to come after me. 也没有把我关起来,
police doesn't have to put me in jail.
我有什么罪呢?
What sin do I have?
那么以后呢，我们就跟他一块祷告。
Later we began to pray with him.
一次祷告之后啊,
and one time after prayer,
就大哭起来了,
he began to cry.
承认自己罪,
he confessed his sin.
承认自己是个罪人,
confessed that he was a
sinner. 弟兄们在外面责备人的时候，越责备他，他心里越关得越紧，越刚硬。
But sister, if you scold people from the outside, they will just shut their doors even tighter.
若是你把他带到主里跟前，主的光要照亮他，把他的光明就显明出来。
But if you bring him before the Lord, and the light of the Lord will shine into his heart.
这时候呢，他的里面的心的才松下来。
And now he will open his heart.
让主的圣灵能够进到他里面。
To allow the Holy Spirit to enter in.
所以我们呢，要看重祷告比谈话还重要。
We need to pay more focus on our prayer than our
conversation.
You can talk to him for a long time, he will not
admit to him. But
bring him to the Lord.
难处就很容易解决。
And then it's easy to solve the problem.
所以难怪当初那些门徒，他们常常说：“你来看，你来看。”
No wonder the disciple often say, "Come and see."
他们知道讲不过人家的，把人带到主跟前来。
They know that they cannot argue with people, so they can only bring them to the Lord.
所以，我们必须要和主有交通。
We need to have fellowship with
the Lord. 我们才能对主对自己有真实的认识。
Then we will have true knowledge of ourselves.
我们许多难处才能解决。
To resolve many problems.
第二件事情呢？
Secondly,
就是像彼得前书第二章那里所说的，
it's like First Peter chapter 2.
我们既然蒙恩得救了，
since we are saved,
我们就要爱慕纯净的灵奶，
we need to desire for the milk,
像那个婴孩爱慕奶一样，
just like the newborn baby desires for the milk.
他最喜欢就是妈妈的奶头。
You know that the babies always desire the mother's milk.
若是妈妈把他一揣在怀里头啊，
if the mother holds the baby in their bosom,
他也不睁眼睛，他就东找西找，东找西找。
The baby doesn't even open their eyes; they're just looking for the milk.
那找到妈妈奶头啊，他就噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗噗
This is all they need.
他就是那渴慕那个奶。
They desire for the milk.
因为他这样吃呢，慢慢就长大起来。
Because only by eating, they
will grow. 那我们是神的儿女啊。
We are the children of
God. 我们已经蒙恩得救了。
We have received His grace.
我们不是渴慕外面的奶呀，我们乃是渴慕灵奶。
We need to desire for spiritual milk.
什么是灵奶呢？
What is the spiritual milk?
我们都知道神的话语说的。
We all know this refers to the word.
神的话语就是灵奶。
The word of God is spiritual milk.
那提摩太后书第三章第十六节。
And 2 Timothy chapter 3 tells us.
他说那个圣经都是神所默示的。
that all Bible, all words are, all scripture is inspired by God.
以教训督责。
And profitable for teaching.
教导人学义。
For reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
都是有益的。
And it is for training in righteousness.
叫属神的人呢，那个能够变得得以完全。
That a man of God may be adequate.
就来实行神的旨意。
Equipped for every good work.
所以我们要渴慕主的，渴慕主的是主的话语。
We need to desire for the word of God.
我们不能一个礼拜来听一次讲道。
We cannot just come here once a week to hear the word.
家里头必须要读主的话。
At home, we must read the word on our own.
我们有几位弟兄在一块儿读圣经。
When we have several brothers
who get together to read the Bible, 那个生命记。
We read to Deuteronomy.
那里也说到啊，一个吃这个东西啊，什么是洁净的，什么是不洁净的。
And the book of Deuteronomy also tells us what kind of food is clean, what is.
那就告诉我们说，有一种东西是洁净的。
It tells us something is clean and something.
它是那个蹄要分成两半的。
And the animal must have a divided hoof.
它能够盗嚼。
The animal must be able to chew cud.
那什么盗嚼呢？就是它把东西吃进去之后呢，然后慢慢的它在那里啊，再把它再到弄到口里面来。
And chewing cud means that it will eat the animal eat quickly and eat a lot and later on digest.
慢嚼细咽。
Later on it will continue to chew on it.
这就是盗嚼。
This is chewing cud.
那我们基督徒啊，都应当像这，我们的生活应该像这样。
As Christians, our life
should be. 一方面来说，我们跟世界是有分别的。
On one hand, we need to be separated from the
world. 另一方面，我们对主的话非常渴慕。
On the other hand, we need to be we need to desire after the word of God.
经常啊，那个牛啊，看见草一样。
Just like when the cow sees the grass.
它就拼命吃，拼命吃，拼命吃。
When it's at the pasture land, it continues to eat and eat and
eat. 把草都吃进去。
And it will take in as much as it can.
那么它就不嚼着。
It will not even chew.
吃到胃里面去。
It just eat it.
然后呢，它有一种它有一种能力。
And then it has.
再把里面东西弄到嘴里面来。
It will be able to regurgitate.
慢慢嚼。
And then it will chew.
然后再细细咽下去。
And then swallow it. 就
倒去。
And this.
那这样的是干净的。
This kind of animal.
那我们应当像这样的情形啊。
We should have the same.
我们对主的话也应该这样。
This is how we should
read. 拼命吸收，拼命吸收。
We need to read as much as.
但是吸收完了，不要光是停在脑子里面。
After we read it, don't just
store in your mind. 这样，它就不会变成我们的生命的。
Because if you store in your mind,
不会成我们的供应的。
It cannot.
我们要回去之后反复思想。
After we go home, we need to continue.
就像大卫所说的，他那个喜爱主的话语，昼夜思想。
Just like David, who said he desires the word.
那就是我们把那话语的好的念细嚼一嚼。
And that is chewing on the word of God.
让它成为我们的生命。
Until it becomes.
然后我们再把它咽进去。
And then we can swallow again.
那这个就是叫反刍。
This is chewing cud.
所以这个在神看是洁净的。
And to God, this
animal. 我们都能像这样一样。
We should be like this.
把神的话语吃到我们里面。
To take in the word of God.
然后我们再把它慢慢的嚼。
And then to chew upon.
所以我读到这里时，我就很希望我们弟兄姊妹都能去参加夏令会。
And I talked to, I really desire for all brothers and sisters to attend the summer conference.
可能这一次夏令会那个报名时间已经截止了。
Maybe the deadline for joining summer conference has ended.
若是你很渴慕的话呢，我想跟同龄弟兄商量，可能还有点希望。
But if you really, really desire after the word of God, then maybe you can talk to Brother Roy again.
盼望我们都能够去参加。
I hope that all of us can go attend
summer conference. 不要说这个道，我听了好多道了。
Don't just say I have heard these sermons. 但是
这道没有成为你生命啊。
But these words have not become
没有成为你供应啊。
It has not become your provision.
所以你需要再多一点道。
So you need to have more.
那听到里面之后。
And after you take it.
回到家里头慢嚼细咽。
When you return home, you can chew on.
都要成为我们的生命。
And they will become your.
要成为我们的供应。
Become your provision.
所以那个机会对我们是有意义的。
So the meeting is very beneficial.
你不要以为说，那我回来买个录音带听听好了。
Don't say I'll just purchase a cassette tape.
听得好呢，我就听；不听不好呢，我就不听了。
If it's good, I continue to listen.
这个听录音带也和来聚会呀、啊、是不大一样的。
Listen to the cassette tape is different than joining the meeting.
听录音带呀，不要说是不能到我们生命里去，连头脑里都不容易深入得住的。
Many times when you listen to the cassette tape, not only it will not go into our heart, but it won't even remain in our mind.
一面手里做着工作，一面听录音带。
Because you're doing something with your hands and
trying to listen at the same time. 说听完之后啊，你也不晓得到底是讲什么。
After you heard the tape, you don't even know what it's about.
头脑都忘记了。
You can't even retain it
in your mind. 那你怎么能够再去教什么呢？
Then how can you choose?
所以听录音带 和聚会是完全不同的。
So listening to cassette tape is
different than joining a meeting. 我真是希望弟兄姊妹都去聚会。
I really hope that
我们像胎生的婴儿一样渴慕灵奶。
We should be like the newborn baby that desire after milk.
让我们多吃饱。
That we can be filled.
然后呢，我们再慢慢的回来，再反复思想。
And then when we return, we can meditate on day and night.
昼夜思想。
We can meditate day and night.
夜里睡不着觉，你好好在思想。
If you can't fall asleep at night, you can think about what
it's
about.
这个话语就在你头成为光啊，成为生命啊。
Just when you're thinking about it, the word will become life in your heart.
所以第二呢，我们必须好读主的话语。
And so we need, secondly, we need to read
the word
of God. 第三呢，
我们要做主的门徒。
Thirdly, we need to be his disciples.
必须要背十字架。
Need to take up.
当我们都蒙恩得救了。
Of course we are.
我们是一般信徒。
We are believers.
我们就信了主耶稣了。
Because we believe in him.
那就是很好的一件事情。
This is great.
但是你知道主希望我们不仅信他，必须要做门徒。
But you know that God not only desires for us to be believers, but to be his disciples.
信徒和门徒有什么分别呢？
What is the difference between believers and disciples?
那就是都是恩典。
Believers is because all is grace.
不需要出代价的。
You don't have to pay any price.
那你知道信主耶稣。
To believe in Christ,
你就蒙恩得救了
then you are saved.
就是很简单的事
It's very simple.
但是当你得救之后呢
But after you are saved,
主是很希望你做门徒
God wants you to be his
做门徒啊就不简单了
It is not easy to be disciples.
做门徒啊需要受主的训练的
To be disciples you must be trained.
所以你知道做门徒啊那比较艰难一点
And so it is harder to be
disciples. 有时候呢需要出代价
Sometimes you must pay the
price. 你必须要跟随主
You have to follow him.
那跟随主呢？那你就要付出代价。
To follow him, you have to pay a price.
他说的，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
He said, those people who love the father and mother more than me is not worthy of me.
爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Those who love daughter and sons more than me is not worthy of me.
那不背着自己十字架跟随我的，不配做我的门徒。
And those who will not take up the cross to follow me is not worthy of me.
那并不是主耶稣不要我们爱父母亲。
It is not that Jesus doesn't want us to love our parents.
主愿意我们爱父母亲。
He wants us to love our parents.
若是我们不照顾我们的亲属啊，我们比不信人还不如。
If we do not take care of our loved one, then we are not even better than the unbelievers.
其实他也在诫命的第五条也说到要要孝敬父母。
In the fifth commandment, he also tells us to honor our parents.
我们必须要做一个孝敬父母的人。
We must be people who honor our parents.
但是有的时候，那父母亲的意思和主的意思相左了。
But sometimes the parents' will and God's will differ.
这时候你是要爱父母亲呢，还是要爱主？
At this point, do you want to love God or love your parents?
我记得有一个传道人。
I remember a
他有一次晚上讲到，很早的时候感动。
Once he was preaching one night,
就是他
and it moved my heart.
他做个见证。
He bare a testimony.
他说到啊，他主怎样呼召他。
And he's share with us how God
called him. 他怎样出来跟随主。
And how he followed the Lord.
他出来要跟随主，要侍奉主啊。
When he wanted to follow the Lord,
他母亲非常的反对。
His mother was very.
他母亲对他说：“我只有你这一个独生的儿子。”
His mother said, "You are my only son."
我好容易把你养大了。
And with great difficulties, I have raised
you up. 现在呀，你要去跟随耶稣了。
Now you want to follow your.
那去服侍耶稣了。
You want to go serve your Jesus.
那这个是太伤我的心了。
And this hurt my heart tremendously.
你要好好考虑。
You have to consider.
给你三天的时间。
I give you 3 days to consider.
你好好考虑。
You need to consider.
不要这个匆匆忙忙的决定。
And don't just lightly make your decision.
他就考虑这三天。
So this brother's considered for 3 days.
很难呐。
Very difficult 3 days.
我是爱父母亲呢，还是爱主呢
？Should I love my parents?
那我是爱主，要跟随主。
If I want to love the Lord,
我就不能爱父母亲。
Then I cannot love.
那我就违背父母亲，违背母亲了。
And I will be disappointed.
会伤了他的心的。
Mother's will. I will hurt her feelings.
那我若是体贴父母亲的
，If I want to honor my parents,
会伤主的心的。
I will hurt
所以他考虑考虑考虑考虑去啊。
So he considered
衡量那个轻重啊。
And measure all aspects.
他想到母亲虽然是把他从小时候抚养大的。
He thought that even though his mother has raised him from a child.
主耶稣在拯救了他。
But it was Jesus.
为他舍命流血。
出
了大洋重的代价，大代价。
It was Jesus who paid a great
price. 把他在拯救回来。
And to save him.
他实在是舍不得那个不爱主的。
And so he cannot let go of the love of Christ.
所以到末了时候呢，他被主的爱征服了。
At the end, he was conquered by the love of Christ.
他要爱主。
He chose to love God.
虽然伤母亲的心。
Although he hurt his mother's heart.
但是他要爱主。
But he insisted on loving God.
他要跟随主。
And to follow God.
他就跟他母亲这样说。
So he told his mother this way.
他母亲当然不仅伤心，还生气。
His mother was greatly hurt, also very angry.
手里拿着那个茶杯啊。
And she was holding a glass.
他就把茶杯丢在地上。
And she threw the glass on the floor.
把它摔碎了。
And crushed all the.
从今之后啊。
He said, "From now on."
你我就分开。
And this is our relationship.
你就跟随你耶稣去好了。
You follow your Jesus.
那么这么多产业，那我不能给你了。
And all my inheritance, I cannot give it to you.
你走好了。
You can leave.
他虽然是那样爱他的母亲。
Even though this brother truly loved his mother.
他理解他的父母亲的心。
He really sympathized with
her. 但是那时候呢，没有办法不叫他伤心呢。
But at that time, he cannot help.
因为主的爱太大了。
Because God's love is great.
弟兄姊妹，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做你们。
Sister, those who love the mother and father more than me,
我们的主从来
not worthy of me.
从来不欺骗我们的。
Our Lord never deceives us.
他把许多的事情开头就告诉了我们。
He will tell us all these things in the
beginning. 你若是要做主的门徒的话，
if you want to be my disciple,
你必须要背起十字架来。
You must take up your cross.
什么是十字架呢？
What is the cross?
这就是十字架。
This is the cross.
当母亲的爱和主的爱在同住的时候。
When the mother's love and God's love are in conflict,
我们是要拣选哪一面啊？
We need to pick and choose which side.
若是我们拣选主的爱，
if we pick the love of God,
我们愿意顺服主，
to be obedient to God,
那难免就会让母亲来受心心受伤的。
Then we will have to hurt our mother's heart.
那这里就产生个十字架。
And here we see a cross is formed.
但是并不是说我们把母亲呢完全弃掉。
It doesn't mean that from now on we no longer care or consider our mother.
不管她。
We will just leave her alone.
主绝没有这样意思。
God never asked us
to do that. 主乃是说这两个爱摆在一起的时候，没有发生冲突啊，非常好。既然发生冲突，到底要拣选什么？
Only when these two loves are placed together, if there's no conflict, it's great. But if there is conflict, then which one would you choose?
不配这十字架跟随我就不配做。
Those who are unwilling to take up their cross to follow me is unworthy of me.
第四点。
Fourthly.
就说到我们要和弟兄们多有交通。
We need to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
当我们和弟兄们多交通的时候了。
When we have fellowship with our
brothers and sisters. 我们就理从能够明白基督的扩张升高。
Then together we can comprehend the breadth, the length, height, and depth of the love of God.
对主的认识就丰富了。
Our knowledge of God will be enriched.
对主的爱享受呢也比较多了。
And we will have greater enjoyment of God's
love. 所以我们要和弟兄姊妹交通交通。
So we need to remain in fellowship with
brothers and sisters. 那就好像弟兄姊妹在生根立基。
Just like the brothers and sisters all are taking.
那我们也在生根立基。
We are also taking
root. 那这些根呢，通通都盘在一起了。
When all these roots are intertwined.
啊，无论是风吹日晒或者雨打。
No matter if there's great heat of the day or the storm of the day,
都不会叫我们摇动的。
It will not shake
us. 因为我们是和弟兄姊妹盘在一起。
Because our roots are intertwined with the roots of the brothers and sisters.
我们需要常和弟兄姊妹交通。
We need to have fellowship with
brothers and sisters. 这样我们才能站立得住。
And then we are able to stand firm.
并且能够继续不断地生长。
And we can continue to grow.
叫我们真正的越过越深。
And to cause our root to grow even deeper.
叫外面呢所长出所显出来越过越。荣耀。
And the outward appearance will be more glorious.
这个很充分的讲这一点哈。
I just briefly share these points with you.
就停在这里。
And I end my sharing this morning.